Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
A very community-heavy Cliffo and Kate podcast today as we catch up with Kate Casey from the MS Super Splash. It's in a couple of weeks, raising funds for sufferers of multiple sclerosis, Kate.
We also had a chat to Lambo, who's done a fabulous Lambo Live. She was out doing concert things, followed by a five-kilometre fun run?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, it's a fun run, although she was hungover, so I don't know how much fun it was. But it is coming up, another Lambo Live on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
Keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
Yeah. The MS Super Splash is happening on Saturday, the 11th of May. To wade us through what is happening, we're joined by one of their community champions, Kate Casey. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'm so pleased to be here.
It's great to have you. Firstly, before we get into the actual event, and I'm really keen to learn about this because I was at the Northern Beaches Leisure Centre yesterday and there's posters all over the place for it. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kate, and your life living with MS.
Thanks so much, Cliffo. I was actually diagnosed with MS in February of 2006 when I was 18 years old. And so I've been living with MS on this journey for quite some time. And it's something that I have certainly got a lot of support from MS Queensland for through my journey. And that's the group that we are raising funds for through the Super Splash. So MS is a really interesting and challenging condition because every person that has it has a different experience, and most people have a different set of symptoms, and there's no actual set prognosis for how the disease will run or develop or the symptoms that people will have. And in fact, the symptoms change over time and in some cases day to day. So that can be particularly difficult to manage the condition. People are affected with issues like balance and vertigo problems. They have issues with vision, issues with muscle spasticity and mobility, continence issues, and predominantly lots of people have fatigue issues. Right. And obviously that's sort of a major problem when you're trying to live your life day to day, when you're working, studying, you know, for people who've got kids, you know, whatever it is that you do in your life, those things present challenges, and often those are changing challenges.
This is very personal to you then, the MS Super Splash. It used to be called the Swimathon. Cliffo and I were talking about the MS
readathon,
book, the readathon, yeah, from back in the
You're
day.
You're a similar vintage to us, Kate. So that was huge back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, it was. So tell us about this Super Splash. Give us a rundown about what the event is all about.
Yeah, so the Super Splash actually runs from 8 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's an event where people can participate as part of a team swimming throughout the day. But we're not here for Olympian grade swimmers. This is something for everybody in the community to participate in. And so you can come down and do 10 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. And in addition to that, you don't have to swim like a, you know, an actual proper swimmer.
What says in front of me, you can swim, float, or even walk.
You can.
Love that.
One year we had some people who were in a giant blow-up flamingo. So there is a really strong focus on participation and having just a fantastic day out with the community.
I love that. Kate, if they don't have a team, so if I'm like, oh, I don't have time to rustle up a team and I want to sort of come along and still participate, can I do that?
Absolutely. So we have what we're calling a community lane this year. So for people who aren't actually part of a team or who can't find enough people to make up a full team, they can just come along and jump in that lane. We would love to see them.
This just sounds like a great event. Like if you're new to the region or you just want to get the kids out on this Saturday, the 11th of May, it sounds like it's going to be just a really welcoming space. Even if you've done nothing before, if you know nothing about MS, this is something for the whole community.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're going to have some live music by the pool. There'll be lawn games, face painting, and lots of prizes. And in fact, we're going to have some raffle prizes as well. So lots and lots of things to get involved in, as well as jumping in for a dip. And certainly in May, the weather is perfect for a swim.
Yeah, sounds like just a really great family day out as well,
yeah.
Kate.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. And it's also really nice because as a person with MS, when I go along to this, I get to catch up with so many other people in the MS community and also with the people who are there from MS Queensland who are operating the event. So that's really fantastic. fantastic to be part of that group and to really feel part of something that's making a difference.
It's just a couple of weeks away, Saturday the 11th of May. Can we catch up with you on like the Monday or the Tuesday or something, just on the phone, and give us a run through of how it went and funds raised and stuff?
I would absolutely love to, Cliffo. That'd be amazing.
All right, mssupersplash.com.au. That is where you can join up to a team or whatever, donate, dive in to help that fight against MS. And remember,
just keep swimming.
Keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep just swimming.
Keep swimming.
At the MS Splashathon. Kate Casey, thank you for your time.
Thank you ever so much to both of you.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test back tomorrow, Tuesday, April 23, Kate.
The question, Guy Clifton, a hollow structure of what animal was snuck into the city of Troy in the Trojan War?
Oh, it was a horse.
Correct.
Yeah, they hid in a wooden horse, didn't they?
They sure did. A horse.
There you go.
Is
I remember something from history class. A horse, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
On Triple M.
Reporting live.
Reporting live.
Reporting live.
This is Lambo Live.
Producer Beck Lambert is in the house this morning. She goes out, does a heap of fun stuff, and reports back to all of us with her doings. She was a busy girl this weekend.
Yes, it was our Lambo Not So Alive on Sunday morning.
Is this music too loud, do I need
Yeah, just turn it down.
Everyone,
turn it down.
Stop yelling.
Everyone, quiet. You may notice I look a bit tired. There's some glitter in my hair that I'm going to be finding for about 5 days. So, not
yeah,
long ago.
Yeah, they say glitter is the herpes of the craft. Because you just cannot get rid of it.
It's coming
everywhere.
Back.
It's
everywhere.
Coming. It's clear and it's back again.
I did my hair this morning. It was falling out everywhere. Yeah, so a while ago, I signed up for Run Army, which I thought was great event. And then not too long after that, I realized I was actually going to a music festival the day before.
So for those who don't know, Run Army happened on yesterday morning. And it's like super early. It's a run down the Strand, Jazeem Barracks or whatever, raising funds for Legacy and for... A legacy for the Queensland Police, Ambos and Fires.
Yeah, great cause. So I was like, you know what? We can do this. I went to the Dreamfields on Saturday, which was a lot of fun. Artists were really, really
What's
awesome.
What's that?
So it's just a music... It was a little music festival with lots of... I guess you could call them indie kind of music, alternative style music. So Ocean Alley, Vera Blue. Don't know if you've heard of any of those guys.
No. But it was happening. I know because I come out of Moray Street when I come out of South Townsville. It was in that park right near the stadium.
Yeah.
You know that? Central Park,
just across from the stadium. So that started at like 1 o'clock on Saturday, and we were there till 10 o'clock. And then, of course,
how do you? I'm
exhausted.
Where does she get the energy?
I don't know. I'm exhausted
You're
hearing
like
about this.
Freaking Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. Anyway, long story short, we got home at about 2:30.
So, 2:30 a.m.
That was probably the most depressing alarm I've ever set in my life.
It started at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
What time did the alarm go off?
The alarm went off at 5:45. On Sunday morning.
3 hours after you went to bed.
Three hours.
Were you pissed when you went to bed?
No. Oh, not too bad. See, I was kind of responsible. I was like, I know I've got a big morning and someone's going to have to be able to drive.
It's unusual
for
you.
Yeah. I was like, I better slow down the alcohol. So yeah, 5:45, my mate who is in the army, who's also doing Run Army, he slept through all of his alarms. He was at Dreamfields with us as well. Jeez. So he had a big night, and if I hadn't called him, he would have missed it. So picked him up and we were like running to get there, and I've got a little grab of that situation as we're walking.
This is Lambo Live. 5 minutes late for Run Army. Keegan, how are you feeling?
Please, Lord, give me strength.
My soul hurts. I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'll try my best.
So that was...
You sound crotchety.
Oh, yes, we were
that's
so...
That's not perky Lambo.
No. That was... And I walked to Run Army. We were running so late. I was like, trying to get there, but that was pretty depressing. But anyway, once the run started, I was actually all right, and I even managed to get a little bit of a run-up, and you'll never believe who I ran into on the way.
I don't know how I've managed it, but I'm actually running, and you'll never believe it. I found someone else along the way. CK.
Hey, Beck, it's because you've lapped me 6 times already. You're an absolute athlete.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen you run, CK.
And probably in shorts as well. Not really my comfort zone. But hey, Cedric's keeping me up to date this morning. He, ball of energy.
He's really fast. I'm struggling to keep up.
I gotta say, kids... Where did I get it? Where do we put it? I did survive on Tim Tams last night for dinner, so that's probably coming out this morning. How about you? You were at a festival.
I was at a music festival last night, yep. I think I had about 3 hours sleep.
barely. Smell amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
The tiny mountain smell.
Yeah, just that. It's seeping through my pores. This is actually quite a nice way to sweat it out, to be honest, CK.
Yeah, what a great way to start the day. Oh. I'd hate to be trying to park down the streets for a leisurely breakfast.
Oh, no.
There's so many people.
That does happen, too. I remember from my, like, partying days or whatever. I mean, years ago. I told you this before, Kat. I used to walk Castle Hill every single day, no matter what. And I remember walking it one day after a Cowboys function where I was drinking Coronas. And I swear to God, guys, like, I remember sweating and feeling like lime in, in my pores. It was like the Corona and lime was coming out of me.
Well, honestly, I think it's probably the best thing I could have done in that hangover situation. It literally made me feel so much better.
Did it?
I don't, like, once I started that little run up, I was like, you know, this is not bad. I'm going all right. I'm not feeling too bad. I only had to, like, slow down a little bit when it started going uphill because I was worried that something else might come up if I didn't, like, stop and slow
down.
Jeez,
that'd be a good look. Triple M producer Beck Lambo Lambert throwing up at Mud Army.
It's underway.
Suffered a big loss against the Sharkies yesterday. It was 42-6. To give us, to talk us through it, we're joined by Elliot Lovejoy from the Cowboys call team and Triple M's Rush Hour. Morning, mate.
Cliffo, you know that one kid in school that, I don't know, you couldn't beat in a math quiz, or maybe you played junior soccer and whatever happened, this one team, you could never beat them. That's what the Cronulla Sharks are becoming for the Cowboys. I think it's 11 straight regular season games where they've beaten the Cowboys now. Obviously, we picked them in a final a couple of years ago, but yeah, it was a tough watch yesterday.
They're a tough team to play at home, no matter who you are, no matter what team we're talking. But they just, like, looking at the stats, the Cowboys at Shark Park, that just seems to be our kryptonite.
Yeah, it's just... It's a bloody hard place to win, Cliffo, and that team rightly atop of the table at the moment. And I think it's actually sometimes you need a loss like this. I know it's a cliche term, but it's a barometer kind of game. And it's, you know, they played the Broncos, the Cowboys, and they got shown up. But they've now played at the moment the best team in the competition, and they've been shown up. So I think they have to change a few things this week with an eye on Penrith on Saturday night.
Those changes that you mentioned, I mean, what are Todd Payton and the rest of the coaching staff going to be thinking now, and where could those changes potentially come from?
Todd, I back Todd as a coach, and I really do. I think he's a wonderful coach, and I think he does have the backing and belief of his players. So I think change will be more to the attitude of maybe a few of the players who would just off on Sunday. I do expect there's a big bugger with, you know, quads bigger than the size of your studio called Tom McKayley. I'd be shocked if he doesn't come into the team this weekend. The Cowboys really lacked a little bit of size against the Sharks. They were bullied. So I think he plays. He's a huge unit.
Kate and I were discussing this off the air, and probably good to bring it to the air, Elliot. I think the real problem, like, the footy teams are going to lose. You can't win every game. There has to be losses. That's understandable. Yep. But where it really hurts is where you don't meet the expectations that, I guess, you set for yourself as a team. And there's no doubt at the start of every NRL season, the Cowboys would sit down with Todd and the coaching staff, and they would set out their expectations and it'd be pretty clear. And it's probably evident that they didn't meet those expectations on Sunday afternoon. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it is a fair statement, especially the Cowboys are a side that are built on effort areas. The Cowboys are never going to be a team that can attract all the best players in the competition because of where we are. You know, we love regional Queensland. A lot of footy players want the glitz and glamour of a Sydney or a Brisbane, whatever it is. So the brand of football they play is built on effort, and that's what Todd, I think, will be most disappointed in yesterday, in that I reckon there's probably three players in the Cowboys side yesterday that put their best foot forward. The rest of them, it didn't look like a Cowboys team, and it wasn't a Cowboys performance.
Would have been a very quiet flight back from Sydney, I'm guessing. How are we looking against Penrith this weekend?
Oh, well, I can tell you Penrith are expecting Nathan Cleary back, who is the best player in the competition. But again, I think they'll go back, simplify as much as possible. What is our Cowboys brand of football? You know, I hope that we can get a packed house on Saturday night. And a lot of people, I think Cowboys are like $4 outsiders at the moment with the bookies. I think you see a much better side, a much better performance on Saturday night.
Elliot Lovejoy back for the Rush Hour, the Savo from 4. What can we expect on the show this afternoon, Elliot?
Well, I have Chad Townsend on, actually, the Savvy, so it'd be good to get an insight from one of the Cowboys players, one of their leaders.
He seemed to aggro up points yesterday.
Well, that's his old side, Cliffo. You know, he won a grand final with the Sharks, as did Val Holmes, and again, outside of that final, they've never beaten them on an opposing side. So, yeah, I think it was frustration boiling over, which you don't often see from a Chad Townsend. Mm.
I'm really surprised that you knew what was on the show this afternoon.
He avoided the question, really.
He texted me as we were speaking. If he hadn't done that, I would have had no idea.
Nah, I knew it. AB, the brains behind the operation. The Rush Hour back to Sarbon 4. And Cowboys, they are taking on the Penrith Panthers. About a 7:30 kickoff, I think it is, this Saturday night at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Thanks, Elliot. Big love, mate.
Thank you, guys. It's Triple M Breakfast.